Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Is it 5:01, right? Five, 5:16. Yeah. Okay. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter 1, Text number 6. The verse is quite lengthy itself. It's in sort of a prose form. So we'll do the word for word together just to get the Sanskrit for ourselves. So, and he couldn't fit it on the board. You need like four spaces on the board, four times the board to put the verse on. Okay, you can repeat. Yahi, because, vavaha, indeed, rajan, O king, saha, he, rajaputra, the prince, priyavrata, priyavrata, Parama, Supreme, Bhagavata, Devotee, Naradasya, of Narada, Charana, the lotus feet, Upasevaya, by serving, Anjasa, quickly, Avagata, became aware of Paramartha, transcendental subject matter, Satattva, with all knowable facts, Brahmashatrena, by continuous discussion of the Supreme, Dikshishyamana, desiring to fully dedicate himself, Avanitala, the surface of the globe, Paripalanaya, to rule over, Amnata, directed in the revealed scriptures, Pravara, highest, Guna, of qualities, Gana, the sum total, Ekanta, without deviation, Bhajanataya, because of his possessing Swapitra, by his father, Upamantrita, being asked. Bhavagati. In the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Vasudeva. The all-pervading Lord. Eva. Certainly. Avyavadana. Without cessation. Samadhi yogena. By practicing yoga in complete absorption. Samavesita. Completely dedicated. Sakala. All. Karaka. Senses. Kriyakalapa. Whose total activities. Na. Not. Eva. Thus. Abhyanandat. Welcomed. Yadyapi. Although. Tat. That. Apratyam natayavyam. Not to be rejected. For any reason. Tat adhikarane. In occupying that post. Atmana. Of himself. Anyasmat. By other engagements. Asataha. Material. Api. Certainly. Parabhavam. Deterioration. Anvikshamanaha. Foreseeing. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Translation. Sukadev Goswami continued, "My dear King, Prince Priyavrata was a great devotee because he sought the lotus feet of Narada, his spiritual master, and thus achieved the highest perfection in transcendental knowledge. With advanced knowledge, he always engaged in discussing spiritual subjects and did not divert his attention to anything else. The prince's father then asked him to take charge of ruling the world. He tried to convince Priyavrata that this was his duty, as indicated in the revealed scriptures. Prince Priyavrata, however, was continuously practicing bhakti yoga by constantly remembering the Supreme Personality of Godhead, thus engaging all his senses in the service of the Lord. Therefore, although the order of his father could not be rejected, the prince did not welcome it. Thus, he very conscientiously raised the question of whether he might be diverted from devotional service by accepting the responsibility of ruling over the world." Purport. Srila Narottam Das Thakur has sung, "Chadiya Vaishnava Seva Nistara Payache Keba." Without serving the lotus feet of a pure Vaishnava or spiritual master, no one has ever attained perfect liberation from material bondage. Unquote. Prince Priyavrata regularly served the lotus feet of Narada, and thus the prince perfectly understood transcendental subjects in truth, sa-tattvaha. The word sa-tattvaha means that Priyavrata knew all the facts about the spirit soul, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and the relationship between the spirit soul and the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And he also knew all about this material world and the relationship of the spirit soul and the Supreme Lord within the material world. Thus, the prince decided to engage himself only in rendering service to the Lord. When Priyavrata's father, Svayambhuva Manu, requested him to accept the responsibility of ruling over the world, he did not welcome the suggestion. This is the symptom of a great liberated devotee. Even though engaged in worldly affairs, he does not take pleasure in them, but remains always absorbed in the Lord's service. While thus serving the Lord, he deals externally with worldly affairs without being affected. For example, although he has no attraction for his children, he cares for them and educates them to become devotees. Similarly, he speaks to his wife with affectionate words, but he is not attached to her. By rendering devotional service, a devotee acquires all the good qualities of the Supreme Lord. Lord Krishna had 16,000 wives, all of them very beautiful, and although he dealt with each of them as a beloved husband, he was not attracted or attached to any of them. In the same way, although a devotee may enter family life and act very affectionately towards his wife and children, he is never attached to these activities. This verse states that by serving the lotus feet of his spiritual master, Prince Priyavrata very soon attained the perfectional stage of Krishna consciousness. This is the only way to advance in spiritual life. As stated in the Vedas, yasya deva para bhakti yata deva tata guru tasya eta katita I artha prakashante mahatmanaha. If one has unflinching faith in the Supreme Lord and the spiritual master, the essence of all Vedic knowledge is revealed to him. Svatasvatara Upanishad 6:23. A devotee always thinks of the Lord continuously. While chanting the Hare Krishna mantra, the words Krishna and Hare immediately remind him of all the Lord's activities. Since his entire life is engaged in the service of the Lord, a devotee cannot forget the Lord at any time. Just as an ordinary man always engages his mind in material activities, a devotee always engages in mind in spiritual activities. This is called Brahma Satra, or meditating upon the Supreme Lord always. Prince Priyavrata was perfectly initiated into this practice by Sri Narada. Om Jnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha. Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Tadati Swapadantikam Vancha Kalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanabhyo Vaishnavabhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar, Shrivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare. His Holiness Giriraj Swami Maharaj recalls one important exchange that took place between Srila Prabhupada and disciple. Srila Prabhupada asked the disciple, what is the most important verse in the scriptures? And the disciple recited, Harinama, Harinama, Harinameva Kevalam, Kalo Nasteva, 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 Gatiranyata. That in this age of Kali, there is no other means for self-realization than chanting the holy name, chanting the holy name, chanting the holy name. So then Srila Prabhupada replied, no, that's not the most important verse. And Srila Prabhupada quoted the most important verse in the scriptures, which is in the purport here. Yascha deve para bhaktir, yascha deve tata guru, tasya takatita yata prakashante mahat mana. He said that is the most important verse. That unto those great souls, mahatmas, he's talking about actually the disciple. That the disciple is a great soul, he's a mahatma, who have implicit faith in both the Supreme Lord and the spiritual master, then all the imports of Vedic knowledge are automatically revealed. So here in this particular feature of this verse that is given here, Srila Prabhupada is actually glorifying Prince Priyavrata as a celebrated Mahatma. That means a perfect, glorious disciple of his guru, Sri Narada. Just with this particular verse, like that. So in another lecture in Bombay, in April of 1976, Srila Prabhupada describes the consciousness of the disciple, and he mentions the word Shraddha Dana, which indicates fully faithful. Shraddha means faith, but Shraddha Dana means in relationship to the spiritual master. That means fully faithful, not in just in relationship to the spiritual master, but Prabhupada makes a point that one must be fully faithful to the words or instructions of the spiritual master. That is more important in the relationship. Like that. One may be having faith in the spiritual master, but one may not be fully faithful to the words of the spiritual master. See the difference? It's very subtle. Very, very subtle. Like that. Because sometimes you may hear, somebody may say, I have faith in my guru. I have faith in my guru. And that's quite common, you know, to speak like that. But Shraddha Dana means that one is fully faithful to executing the words and the instructions of the spiritual master. That is called Yasya Deva Para Bhaktir. And that is Para Bhaktir. Para means highest form of devotional service. Like that. And then Srila Prabhupada quoted a particular verse that when he read a purport to the verse from Bhagavad Gita by Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, and that's quite famous, you know, Via Vyasa Atmika Buddhi Ekaha Kuru Nandana, like that. So Srila Prabhupada said, when he read that particular explanation by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur on this particular verse from Bhagavad Gita, Via Vyas Atmika Buddhi Ekaha Kurunandana, then in his sort of humble way, he fully realized the importance of his Guru Maharaj's instruction to him to preach in the English-speaking language in the Western world. So this is how it captivated him, that is, I must fully dedicate myself to the words of my spiritual master, to the instruction of my spiritual master, like that. And therefore, Srila Prabhupada further quoted, and he said, therefore, Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur very nicely says, and you know, in the Sri Guru Vastaka, Yasya Prasadad Bhagavat Prasado. We are quite familiar with that. But, and then Srila Prabhupada said, and here is an example of Guru Bhakti. He sometimes uses this word, Guru Bhakti. Here's an example of Guru Bhakti. Just as Priyavata had in relation to Sri Narada Muni. Just to dedicate himself fully to the service of the Lord. Like that. So, and then Srila Prabhupada gave the example of Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur himself, that he accepted his Guru Narottam Das Thakur fully. Fully accepted. And here is an example of Guru Bhakti. And we can all also apply that to Srila Prabhupada himself, that he had so much of devotion in the instructions of his own spiritual master, that he applied it fully. His whole life was dedicated to that. And as a result of that instruction, he formed the International Society for Krishna Consciousness just as an institution to preach. Not only in the English-speaking language, he took it further. And how much more that is pleasing to Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur in so many other languages in the world. Not only in the English-speaking language, translating the books and preaching in so many different languages like that. And Srila Prabhupada dedicated, not that he was successful, but from a material point of view, you know, there is happiness and distress, heat and cold, pain and pleasure, failure and success. There is that feature of duality. But Srila Prabhupada said that, I did not worry whether I will be successful or not successful. That was not my concern. Just see, that was not my concern. That doesn't matter, Prabhupada said. It doesn't matter whether I am successful or not successful. I must take the words of my Guru Maharaj as my life and soul. Vyavas Atmika Buddhi Ekaha Kurunandana. Simply take these words as my life and soul. And then he said, that is the actual secret of success. That is the actual secret of success for a disciple in relation to the Guru. And he quoted the same verse, first two lines, Yasya Deve Para Bhaktir, Yatya Deve Tata Guru, like that. So we can see that just this implicit faith of Srila Prabhupada, you know, in the instructions and words of His Divine Grace Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, are bringing us all here together, right here in this beautiful temple, in the most holy place, holiest of places, Sri Vrindavan Dham. And also here in one particular lecture, right here in Sri Vrindavan Dham, Prabhupada said in November 1976, right here from the Vyasa San, he said, practically we can see in our Krishna consciousness movement that all of you are young Westerners. He was addressing his disciples at that time, yeah, like that. But you never ever studied Vedanta, because you didn't even know what that is, you know. He never ever studied Vedanta. But you can surprise many so-called Vedantists in India. Like that. You can surprise them that how you understand Krishna. You can surprise them. Like that. And how is that? How is it possible? Simply because you have firm faith in your guru. He's referring to himself. And again, yasya deve para bhakti, yate deve tata guru. Like that. So he said, this is the Vedic process. This is the Vedic process. That if you got firm faith in guru and similar firm faith in Krishna, and then he quoted Guru Krishna Prasad Paya Bhakti Lata Beach, you will get that kripa and the seed of devotional service. And we see that in disciples of Srila Prabhupada. We actually see that. We actually also see that in the grand disciples of Srila Prabhupada, that they have this, what is called Guru Nista, firm faith in the words of Srila Prabhupada and firm faith in those who are representing Srila Prabhupada through Srila Prabhupada's words. Firm, fixed, not just Guru Bhakti, but fixed in service to the lotus feet of Sri Guru, like that. one time in the early days in 26 Second Avenue, Srila Prabhupada's accent was a little bit difficult to follow because, you know, his accent is native Bengali. But when he speaks English with a native Bengali accent, sometimes it's difficult to follow. You know, the words, it's difficult to follow. Like that. So he was speaking, and the devotees could not really understand fully what he was saying. It's a fact. But they had faith in the words that he was saying. They could not understand, but they had faith because the accent in English is a little different. Like in the beginning stages. In the beginning stages. So in one particular talk, Srila Prabhupada repeatedly mentioned the word Mayavadi. 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 Now they are thinking, who is this guy? You know, who's this Mr. Mayavadi? Because they're trying to get his English in an accent, you know, to understand what he's saying. At the same time, he's using this name, Mayavadi. Yeah. Okay. And then something to the effect that Srila Prabhupada may have said, if I heard it correctly, that, and this Mayavadi, he wants to kill my Krishna? Because Mayavadis want to kill the personality of Godhead by making it impersonal. Like that. So that caught the disciples. It caught them. Oh, Srila Prabhupada is very attached to this person, Krishna. Who is that? Just see. They have faith in his words, but they don't know Krishna. And they don't know what's my... And Srila Prabhupada is a little bit, like you could see, he is a little, not angry, but he is very concerned that this Mr. Mayavadi will come and kill his Krishna. They're thinking like that. They're thinking like that, you know, kill his Krishna. Like that. So, some of the devotees some of the disciples who came in the early days, like that, they belong to a gang. In a gang called the Mott Street Boys. Sometimes you'll read this in Islam. Mott Street Boys. We are the Mott Street Boys. Like that. And they were headed up by Keith or Kirtanananda. Prabhupada later initiated him. Kirtanananda. Now he's late. His samadhi is here. Kirtanananda Swami. So together they approached Srila Prabhupada like that. Srila Prabhupada, Swamiji at that time, like that. You know, we feel concerned. We are concerned. And, you know, and we are New Yorkers. Nobody messes around with us. And also in New Yorkers, down in downtown, you know, in Lower Manhattan, we are the Mott Street Boys. Like that. So you tell us the address of this Mr. Mayavadi. And we will finish him up before he comes to kill your Krishna. Now, just see the simplicity of the faith. It's deep. It's deep. And Prabhupada sort of like, you know, he sort of, you know, leaned back and he started laughing, you know. And they were like serious. You know? They were like serious. Like, and Prabhupada recalled he was saying this. They were like serious. He said, oh, they have understood my message. In that sense, they have understood, you know? Like that. Namaste, Sarasvati Devi, Gauravani, Pracharina, Nirvishesha, Sunyavad, Paschacharya Satarina. I have come to kill this impersonalism and voidism. They have understood. In the simplicity of the faith in the words of the spiritual master. Like that. And then Srila Prabhupada had to explain, you know, what is this Mr. Mayavadi? And you know, they're actually a persons who want to kill the personality of Godhead, and you know, not a person, impersonal, like that. But they had that faith. They had that faith. Yasya deva para bhakti yate deva tata guru. And with that, they spread Krishna consciousness personally, you know, all over the world, like that. So it's such an important thing. Not just I have faith in Guru, but Shraddhadana, I am fully faithful. Shraddhadana, not just Shraddha, Shraddhadana. I am fully faithful in executing the words and instructions of my spiritual master. So in their own New York-like way, they came to serve. They came to serve. Tell us, we will go and preach. But you know, even if it means killing the Mayavadis, we'll do that. But you know, don't do that. Only a person like Madhavacharya can do that. You know, catch them. And, you know, and things like that, where they feared him in that sense. Okay, there's many things else in the purport, and we'll take some. We'd like to finish on time, so we'll leave some time for questions and comments. Anyone? Mm-hmm. You have a microphone here? So Rajavidya Prabhu has a question.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna Maharaj, for a wonderful class and wonderful pastime of Srila Prabhupada. My question is, like, how would a disciple understand that he has faith but not the faith in the words of his spiritual master?
And that's also not good enough, to have faith in the words, but you have to execute. You have to execute. You have to live out. You have to follow. You have to be in action in the instructions and the words of the spiritual master. That's most important.
Like if somebody has some personal instructions and there are like general instructions.
If somebody has some personal
instructions have given to disciples, and some disciple, maybe they are not so fortunate that they have some personal instructions and they are doing some sadhana, so how would they check themselves?
Yeah, it is a little bit different during the days of Srila Prabhupada, where when you want to be a devotee or a practicing devotee, you have to join the temple. You have to stay in the ashram, even if you're married. And you know, you attend the full morning program, and during the day you do so many practical services, which includes preaching, distributing books, distributing prasadam, distributing the holy name, Harinam Sankirtan. So you automatically are executing the, you have full faith and you're automatically executing the order of the spiritual master. Automatically, like that. But then in the late 1980s, you know, ISKCON spread in a congregational way. Congregationally, like that. And you know, there are more devotees in the congregation and less devotees in the ashrams, particularly in the Western world, like that. And, you know, congregationally, a devotee in the congregation, you know, he may have never lived in a temple. He may not even know what is Mangal Aarti. Like that. So, you know, sometimes it's good enough for them that I take a vow at the time of initiation to follow the four regulative principles and chant minimum 16 rounds and go to work and then come back home and live my life. That's not what Prabhupada, you know, began ISKCON for. Like that. Prabhupada, you know, formed ISKCON as in the missionary spirit. You know? In the missionary spirit. So therefore those who are congregationally based, if they cannot directly preach, they should assist the preaching. In some way or the other, they should be involved to assist the preaching. Then you're executing. Then you're following in fully faithful to the instructions and words of the founder Acharya and his followers thereafter. Okay. Otherwise, you know, if you just follow the four regulative principles and you just chant 16 rounds with difficulty, that also you're struggling to do, like that, then your practices of sadhana, which is minimal, becomes mechanical, becomes routine, becomes, oh, I have to do this because I took vow, duty. And it becomes sort of, you know, I'm doing this to satisfy my guru, but I don't feel like doing it. It becomes like, becomes dry, stale, pale. Like that. See? So to perform sadhana or to follow the morning program actually enlivens one to preach. Enlivens one. Gives you the spiritual strength to preach. Like that. At the same time, if you preach and don't have sadhana, then you'll be attached to the result. That I'm a good preacher. At the same time, if you have a good sadhana but don't preach, then the sadhana may become mechanical, may become routine. So both are there. See? Both are there. Prabhupada gave us both. In that sense. Like that. So if you are congregationally based and you don't live in temples, please try to support the preaching mission. If you cannot directly preach, but at least you should try to directly preach, especially now in this month of December, end of November, December, beginning January, there's the book distribution marathon, and everyone should get involved. Everyone should get involved. Some time should be dedicated to directly preach. But during the year, if you cannot directly preach, support the preaching, whatever it takes. Support the preaching. Therefore, the first offense to the holy name, the first offense to the holy name We may know it as sadhu ninda, but what's the translation? Come on. To blaspheme the devotees who have? It's not just to blaspheme the devotees, that's sadhu ninda in short. But to blaspheme the devotees who have dedicated their lives in propagation of the holy name of the Lord. It specifically is indicating the preacher. It's specifically indicating the preacher like that. So do not blaspheme, especially do not blaspheme anybody in general, that's good, but especially the preacher. So in order not to blaspheme the preacher, one should serve the preacher, because you cannot preach but serve the preacher, assist the preacher, give a support system for him to preach more and more, or for her to preach more and more. Like that. Such an important thing. Vishal Prabhu, he stays in Vrindavan at times. Vishal is a little bit healthy. He always carries two bags, you know them? Two. You know Vishal? Prabhupada's disciple? Those days, Vishal and Vishalini married, you know, like that. So one time he was giving class and. He was giving class. And then after the class, I asked him a question. I said, "You said something in the class, but you said something, Prabhupada said something to you." So he's a bold person. He was not shy for Prabhupada. He used to go directly to Prabhupada and just speak to him. He's that type. Prabhupada appreciated that. His nature is that. So Vishal Prabhu asked Srila Prabhupada, can you precisely, like in a sutra form, and that's Vishal, you know, can you precisely tell us what is ISKCON and what is the activity of the devotee in ISKCON? Nice question. Like that. And Srila Prabhupada, you know, immediately responded in 6 words. Chant Hare Krishna, spread Hare Krishna. That's it. Precise. Chant Hare Krishna, spread Hare Krishna. Precise. 6 words. That's ISKCON and that's the activity of a devotee. Like that. Like that. So every devotee, including congregation, must be a missionary. Must be a preacher. Must have the missionary spirit. Nice, thank you. We have a few more minutes. Let's see if the ladies of Vaishnavis have questions. Matajis, girls. Anyone has? We can balance it. Anyone has a question at the back? We don't want to leave you out, so. All right, so any of the men? He's senior, elderly. Give him the microphone here. What's your name? Gunavatar. He wants to give you the microphone in relation to what I spoke. You have a question in relation to what I spoke? You have your... Maybe, okay. You have to thank him by his mercy.
Hare Krishna, thank you for a good lecture. I want to ask you, can you explain us what is it, Aropa Siddha Bhakti and Swarupa Siddha Bhakti, and what is the difference? And when devotees must practice Aropa Siddha Bhakti and when they must practice Swarupa Siddha Bhakti?
Did somebody tell you about this?
I just heard
from who?
These words.
From who?
From ISKCON devotees. My friends.
Your friends. Mm-hmm. See, I cannot really answer your question because I'm still struggling in chanting my minimum 16 rounds daily. If I can actually hear my chanting, then maybe I'll be able to qualify to answer your question. But I'm still struggling with the sadhana bhakti. Is that okay? Because and I'm still struggling, you know, with the morning program. Until I have, you know, taste for the morning program and have taste to chant, then maybe, and until I hear my chanting properly, when I chant I have to hear, then maybe some distant, many, many lives from now, probably, that may happen. So, you know, the first thing I can ask you by answering that question that way to you, I can ask you a question. Can I ask you a question like that? Is it easy to chant minimum 16 rounds daily for you? Answer.
Do I chant my rounds? What?
Is it easy or difficult to chant your rounds every day?
Mm. If just mechanical, it is easy, yes. But...
yes. So first thing, according to the law of the disciplic succession, coming from the founder Acharya, is to chant our rounds without difficulty, which is the vow we take at the time of initiation to the disciplic succession. And from that, everything comes. And from that, everything comes. So try to do that. I'm still trying. I'm still trying to chant my minimum 16 rounds daily with full attention by hearing the holy name. I'm still trying. So just try to do that. And from that, everything will come. Is that all right? Yes.
One time a couple approached Srila Prabhupada to ask about that he will explain to them about the rasa dance. And similarly, you followed his footsteps in your answer.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't.
Yes. I heard the same thing, but probably in a different way. You know, there's different flavors of devotees that hear the same pastime, but, you know, say it differently. Like that, yeah. Yeah, one time, you know, a disciple approached Srila Prabhupada and said, you know, can you explain 10th canto, you know, Rasa Leela, like that. Then Srila Prabhupada said, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. But the disciples sort of insisted, you know, Prabhupada, I'm talking about Rasa Leela. We know about the chanting, but the Rasa Leela. Then again Srila Prabhupada said, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So the disciple was not satisfied. And then Srila Prabhupada said, when you chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, Radha Krishna are dancing on your tongue. That is Rasa Leela. And he says the same thing in a purport in the Bhagavad Gita. That when you chant, Radha and Krishna dance on your tongue. So why you want to participate in Rasa Leela? Become the abode of Rasa Leela. Chant Hare Krishna and they will dance on your tongue. I believe I have to stop.
Okay.
On time.
It's different subject, so it's better.
I have to stop. He has a hand up there too. What to do? Well, we should stop on this note. Try to chant and try to hear our chanting attentively. That's the main thing. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Ananta Kodi Vaishnava Vrinda ki jai. Natai Gaur Prem Anande Hari Hari Bol.